This is Boogie in the Morning. It's Monday morning, and Arlene, I'm super excited for two reasons.
Why is that?
Firstly, we have a pussycat doll here. Hello, Ashley Roberts.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm great. How are you?
But you brought your dog, and I don't know if I'm more excited about that, or are you the fact you've got your dog here?
I think you were more excited about him, to be honest. Yeah.
You greeted him first, which I thought was a bit rude, to be honest. So my apologies on his behalf.
Yes.
So what kind of dog is it? How old is he? And what's his name?
Cooper is 5.
Yeah.
And he's purebred Maltese, but he's got like little ears, so sometimes people think he's Westie, but he's...
He does look a little bit like a Westie.
Hypoallergenic too, he doesn't shed. Bonus.
Is that, wow. Oh, that's fantastic.
He's absolutely gorgeous, as are you.
Oh, thank you.
Because I'm a dog bore, because I've got two dogs, one who's two, he's called Steve, and
Steve.
One who's 1.5, and she's called Meg. After the girl in Family Guy, and and since I got my dogs, first dogs I've ever had, they've taken over my life.
Well, you're naming them people names, so what do you expect?
I know.
Steve, hello. I'm thinking like that's
Steve's a great name for a dog,
Steve's,
right?
Is awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you take Cooper wherever you go.
Pretty much, you know, yeah, when I'm at the studios like ITV or Dancing on Ice, whatever, he comes with me and it's nice. You know, I don't have the girls with me now. I'm on my own. So he's my little road dog. He's my buddy.
It's so great though, but he's so calm and relaxed and quite happy just to be with
you.
Yeah,
I think that, I could have kept him with somebody else, but I think we like to be together.
So can
I think that.
Can I get this right then? So you live in Britain now. You don't live in the States anymore.
I'm based in the UK. So
yeah. How does it compare?
Well, it's much different. Yeah, it's much different. I didn't know much about public transportation before, because in LA we drive everywhere. I mean, even if like 7-Eleven, the little liquor store around the corner, is around the corner, you get in your car and drive, which now when I do go home to LA, I'm like, no, we're all walking. We're walking.
We have legs.
We have legs. Let's use them. But it is different, but I like it. It's exciting. I feel inspired and creative.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you take the bus? You use public transport?
No, the tube. I haven't taken the bus. My dad was here actually visiting, and we were going to do that. We never did.
Well, now you're in Edinburgh. You could take a tram.
I know.
We have trams now.
We have trams.
Yes,
it's very exciting.
Very retro.
A lot of people haven't been on trams in this city for a long time.
A long time. Well, because we had them like 100 years ago, and we got rid of them, and it's only cost £700 million to put them back there.
Oh, cheap.
Yeah. So
wait, excuse my ignorance, but tram, is that different from the tube or something?
The bus.
Yeah.
Yes, it's sort of like a bus, but it has overhead cables.
Yeah, and it runs on rails.
San Francisco.
Yeah, like a trolley bus.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it runs on rails, and it doesn't go underground. So
right.
It's, apart from that, it's quite similar
That's
to the tube,
fun.
I suppose.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, be good.
Yes. Anyway, you're here today to talk about your new single, which is called Clockwork, and it's out now.
Yay!
That's exciting. Now, obviously, in the past, you've had the pussycat doll stuff going on, but this is you on your own now. So, are you more nervous about doing your own stuff?
Yeah, I think I'm everything that you should be. I'm nervous, I'm excited, I'm a little bit of everything, but I'm just grateful that I have the opportunity, and especially here in the UK, it's been such a warm embrace, especially coming after the jungle. So I'm soaking it up, and I love it, and I'm excited to get back to the roots of what I love to do.
And the album, when's the album coming out then? Because there's a bit of a question mark about the album.
Yeah, we have late summer release.
Right.
We don't have an exact date yet, but there'll be another single about beginning of July, and then the album will follow right after that. So
okay, excellent. And we were going to talk about the jungle, and I didn't realise until I was looking it up this morning, the vote, you finished second when you were in the jungle there, right?
Yeah.
And you lost out to Charlie Brooks from EastEnders, but the vote, get this, it was like 49.6% versus 50.4% or something. It was, wasn't it the closest vote in TV history or something?
I heard some rumours about that.
Yeah.
You know, crazy. I didn't even think that I was going to go that far at all, so... I wasn't expecting that I was going to have Jungle Queen.
Yeah, were you pleased that you went on the show? Was it everything that you'd hoped for?
Oh, yeah. So many ways as well. Personally, I conquered a lot of fears. I was nervous going in there, being under surveillance 24 hours and being with rats and bugs and all that crazy stuff. I was like, what am I doing? But I did it, and I feel like I did well. And so I was surprised at that. And so... I'm really glad I did it.
What's great about shows like that is it shows the real you. Because there's nowhere to hide there. You can't put on some kind of pretense when you're in the jungle, you know, sort of living off bugs and having to live with other unusual people.
Yes.
So it was a great way for members of the UK to really get to know the real you. And I think that's, you obviously, you know, you bowled everybody over, and that's lovely.
Oh, yeah, it was crazy. I tried to have a good mentality going through that because it was insane circumstances.
And of course, you went from that. Then you went to Dancing on Ice.
Yeah.
And a judge on that. And that was amazing for your profile as well. You did two seasons of that, is that right?
Yeah, I did the last two seasons, yeah.
Including the sort of Champion of Champions one.
Yep, Ray
and
Quinn.
I mean, they were amazingly, I mean, to come back, apart from Todd Carty, they were all really good, weren't they?
Yeah. Because Todd was in his own
element,
for sure.
That's still my favourite TV moment of all time, actually, that night. I don't think I've ever laughed so much. In fact, I'm sure I had an accident. It was just so funny.
But Ray Quinn, yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah.
I think he was the one that should have won, and it was a great way to go as well. I'm glad I got to the last two seasons, and then I take away also with the boys. Mm. And Deck.
Of course. What are they like to work with?
Amazing.
Yeah.
They're the best. I mean, it's, and their whole team is amazing. Everybody they work with is great. So it doesn't really feel like
they
work.
Just make it look so easy, don't they?
They really do.
It's really not, but they just make it look easy, right?
Yeah.
Are you going to have time whilst promoting the album and hopefully touring to also do a lot of the telly stuff as well?
Well, I'm switching gears at the moment and going to be full focused on the music for the next couple months. I love television.
So would you say you're singer first and then sort of TV person after that?
Yeah, well, I mean, music has been my passion since I was a little girl. Dancing and singing and all that is what I've known since I was three. And my father was a drummer, percussionist. So it's in my blood.
It's in your DNA.
It's in my DNA. Mm-hmm. But I love television as well. And it kind of is just something that happened, which I'm grateful for.
Yeah, well, we could speak to you all day, but we've got to go to dancing lessons now, Arlie, haven't we? So reverse sit down. Oh. Don't you wish your girl?
Hey.
Well, please stop that.
Wow, that just happened. Too bad you can't see what I was seeing, guys.
Yeah, even Cooper turned away, didn't he?
Yeah, he's ashamed.
He's yawning, yeah.
Listen, every success with the album when it comes along and the single. It's
she
Ashley
will never
Roberts.
Be able to take you seriously ever again.
I'm sorry, Ashley. I was embarrassing
you were
dad dancing.
Booty popping right there.
It was dad dancing and I'm not even a dad yet.
Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Avert your eyes.
Thanks for coming in. It's Ashley Roberts, everybody. Thank you, Ashley. And thank you, Cooper.
With ESPC, back tomorrow morning from 6. 4-1.